On today's KHSU magazine, we're talking with Dr. Michael Fracken. He's the founder of Resolution Care, and it's a home-based palliative care program that was founded in Humboldt County and is starting to expand out into California. Dr. Fracken is here to talk about Resolution Care's collection of short films titled As Simple as Asking, and they are being screened at this month's Local Filmmakers Night, a collaboration between Access Humboldt and the Humboldt Del Norte Film Commission and Eureka High's Media Club. As Simple as Asking is being shown this Wednesday, October 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the Eureka High School Lecture Hall. And Dr. Michael Fracken, thank you so much for being here.
It's a real pleasure, Claire.
I really appreciate what you've been doing out in the community with Resolution Care. And I thought maybe since the film screening that's happening this Wednesday features Resolution Care patients, clients, or how we refer to them.
We actually just tend to try to refer to them as people.
Oh, no, I was like, oh, God, are you going to say people?
Turns out we're
really bad for labeling. Okay, Resolution Care people.
It's tricky to actually find the language to do that.
Yeah. So can you just talk a bit about what Resolution Care is and does?
Yeah, for sure I will. Thank you so much for having me today. Resolution Care, I gave you part of that tagline, is people-powered. We're a group of people taking care of another group of people. We happen to be relatively healthy at the moment, and the people we care for are facing very serious illnesses. Some of them are completing their lives. Others are grappling with an episode of great intensity. We are what's called a palliative care program. Palliative care is a specialty of medicine that focuses not on a disease state, but on the person who's challenged by that disease state. So we focus on improving the quality of life, supporting them in whatever way this makes sense to them, empowering them, and we're an extra layer of care to the disease-directed care that they might be receiving for heart disease or lung disease or cancer, whatever it is.
So my understanding of Resolution Care is that you provide support and services to people in between the diagnosis of a terminal illness and when they enter hospice and start to receive hospice services when they've decided not to seek treatment to, you know, any kind of curative treatment. So what happens and I mean, it sounds really important. It sounds really necessary. So can you talk about like the things that happen between that diagnosis of a terminal illness and when people are actually at the point where they're soon to pass away? Like what kind of services are people needing and receiving from Resolution Care?
I think that there's a couple of domains. One is social. The world of navigating our healthcare system in the best of circumstances, in the best of health, with all of your wits about you, is a terribly challenging set of difficulties. Our healthcare system is profoundly fragmented. The right hand doesn't talk to the left hand, not to mention the right foot and the left foot. And sometimes a lot of what we're doing is just helping people navigate the crazy challenges of making their way through trying to extract the value that exists within the healthcare system. So we do a lot of that. We also have a skill set related to improving a person's symptom control, what they experience physically as a result of an underlying illness. We've got a pretty good bag of tricks, and we know how to make them work. It's not always very technically complicated, but when you're trying to get a certain medication into a person on a regular basis, you really have to deal with where do they live, what's on their plate, what kind of support do they have, and all the other social determinants of health. So in solving problems for them physically, we end up having to wrap around them with our interdisciplinary team. That team includes nursing and social work, spiritual health or chaplaincy, as well as some pretty amazing community health workers. And then underlying all that are the people in our operational team that make it possible for our clinical team to do the work.
So how do people find you? Like, how do they become one of your people?
It's funny. They find us in all kinds of ways. As time has gone by, the physicians of the community are recognizing the value we bring to patients of theirs or people that they're caring for. I use my language trick, like I said. They understand that in addition to the medically focused care that they're able to provide in their busy clinics, that we can take the pulse of their psychosocial, psychospiritual, their emotional, their coping strategies, their family members, that we have the time and a deep team to address all of those things. So the most common way that we get connected with people that need us is through their care structures that already exist. I will say, though, that about 20% of the time these days, people pick up the phone and call us at our office and say, we've heard about what you do, and we feel like we need that.
Yeah.
And when that's the case, we circle back through their doctors.
And I think you were saying before we went on the air, Resolution Care has, what, 140 people that you're working with at this time?
It's kind of amazing to think about. We launched this thing on January 1st in 2015, and now a little bit less than 3 years later, we're taking care of about 140 of your neighbors, my neighbors. Throughout the community, we've created 25 jobs, and we are about to expand into the Reading area, and we've already opened a small program that's growing quickly in Mendocino, and we have a relationship with a small hospice in Sacramento as well.
Wow, and I know, I think NPR or PBS or both, they've followed you around, and you actually went out to Hoopa. You were flying out there to see someone who was terminally ill as well and give them palliative care. I mean,
yeah, well, thanks to our personal pilot, Mark Harris, who recognized that public broadcasting journalists love to fly around. those were essentially trips out to show the journalists the scope of the rural environment that we work in.
Okay.
We don't generally jump on the airplane.
Oh,
and fly
okay.
Out there.
Like, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But you are seeing people out in as far as Hoopa and Mendocino,
actually, as far as San Bernardino, we're taking care of people with either boots on the ground and going to visit them, but more commonly, as time goes by, with video conferencing and telemedicine engagements. And that opens the door for us to reach all the way from one end of the state to the next.
Yeah. I can imagine when you're dealing with someone who's just gotten a recent diagnosis for a terminal illness, that there must be a lot of panic and stress and sadness and fear. And I can't even imagine all the emotions and, you know, death and, you know, the fact that our time is limited is such a taboo topic that when it happens, you know, to a loved one or to yourself. I mean, we don't seem to be able to really talk about it. It must be quite a comfort to actually have people who specialize in working through that.
I think that's true, but you might be surprised, maybe happily surprised, that when people have their basic survival needs met and they're met with support, they do an extraordinary job running their own lives. And in fact, this film series represents an opportunity for these people to talk about what it means to them to have, to have to navigate this experience. People do an amazing job, actually, with sometimes very light touch, sometimes a lot of heavy lifting to provide them the support that allows them to take the control of their life back.
Yeah. Well, gosh, I mean, we could go on and on this topic, but I'm glad you mentioned the film. Wait, nice segue, Dr. Fracken. So the short films that Resolution Care is presenting at the Local Filmmakers Night this Wednesday, can you tell us a bit about these films that people will be seeing?
Yeah, they're incredible. I mean, I hope that everybody joins us at Rika High at 6:30 on Wednesday. It's a collection of six or seven films that we produced with the help of Bogart Levescu, filmmaker local who's relocated down to Los Angeles, where he's actually working in the industry now. But for about a year and a half, we would pick up the phone when we found one of our folks that had a story they wanted to tell, or a sketch of themselves that they were willing to offer. And he would head out there with some equipment and one of our staff members to ask these people to tell their story. We asked them, what would you be interested in telling your story? And people are every story, from the messiest to the most sort of palatable lives being lived. People really have something to say as they feel their life maybe slipping through their fingers. They have something that they can see of would be of value to others if they would hear. And so we simply deployed Bogart to go out there, take some film, and edit them up nicely.
Yeah, they're beautifully made. And what I was surprised to see is I had this idea that it would probably be people who, you know, were fairly incapacitated and at the very end of life, but they're actually people who are still, they're living with their diagnosis. And so they're quite engaging individuals, a lot of interesting characters and really lovely collection of portraits.
You know, the thing that I think is most extraordinary about these people is that they're so ordinary. And when we listen with a certain kind of listening, the magic of who they are comes through.
Yeah, it's as simple as asking, where does that title come from?
Well, because people always have this perception like, oh, you couldn't possibly ask these people to talk. They're so troubled by what they're going through. But what I came to realize when you ask them, do you have something you want to share with the world? It's as simple as asking them, and they want to share that.
Yeah. Well, if you would like to see these short films that are included in Resolution Care's As Simple as Asking collection, you can go to Eureka High this Wednesday at 6:30 and see the screenings. And if you're interested in supporting the work of Resolution Care, I know you all are looking for expanding your building and things like that. Can you give us the website for watching the videos and for also learning more about Resolution Care?
Yeah, my first choice is that you come on Wednesday night to Eureka High at 6:30. But if you can't make it, these videos are all available at the Resolution Care website. That's www.resolutioncare.com. And take a look, enjoy, and send us a note. Tell us what you think of these messages. And what I'm hoping might happen this week is that we might find some replacement filmmakers, since Bogart has gotten his hands full down in Los Angeles doing the real thing.
Yeah, I certainly hope you do, and this continues on. They're lovely films. Well, Dr. Michael Fracken from Resolution Care, thank you so much. Come back and talk with us again.
For sure. Thank you, Claire.